From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. NATO demands an explanation for Russian air incursions. Turkey has reported multiple incursions by Russian fighter jets into its airspace over 2 days. Turkish planes escorted the Russian jets from territory along the Syrian border after the breaches on October 3rd and 4th. A Russian official is blaming poor weather conditions for the incident. Here is Secretary General of NATO Jens Stoltenberg.
Russia's actions are not contributing to the security and the stability of the region. I call on Russia to fully respect NATO airspace and to avoid escalating tensions.
NATO member Turkey warned Russia would be responsible for any undesired incident if another breach takes place. The Afghan military called for the American airstrike against Taliban fighters at a hospital in Kunduz that killed 22 medical workers and patients. That word comes from U.S. Army General John Campbell, the top commander of U.S. and international forces in Afghanistan. The general told reporters at the Pentagon Monday he was correcting an earlier statement that the U.S. bombardment was intended to defend American forces under fire. The United States, Japan, and 10 other Pacific Rim countries reached agreement Monday on a free trade partnership. That pact will lower trade barriers and set commercial rules for 40% of the world economy. The Trans-Pacific Partnership was signed in Atlanta, Georgia. Liberian Foreign Minister Augustine N. Gafuan has resigned, saying he wants to be a participant in the coming 2017 presidential and general elections. He has served the Ellen Johnson Sirleaf government for 10 years in various capacities as finance minister, director of budget, and foreign minister. This is VOA News. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies warns hunger conditions are set to worsen for 60 million people across sub-Saharan Africa. Lisa Schlein reports.
The Red Cross is launching an $8 million emergency appeal to assist more than 200,000 people in Gambia, Mauritania, Malawi, Namibia, Senegal, and Zimbabwe. The appeal aims to help the most vulnerable of the millions at risk. Africa suffers from chronic food shortages and is regularly hit with floods and drought that decimate harvests, leaving millions of people dependent on food aid to survive. The Red Cross says the situation is getting worse as the El Nino climate phenomenon is set to strengthen into next year. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
At least 37 people were killed in a series of car bombings across Iraq. Police say the largest bomb exploded near a crowded market in the predominantly Shiite town of Khalis, killing 15 people. A second attack killed 10 people at another market in the town of Al-Zubair. Meanwhile, Baghdad police say a car bomb exploded in the Husseiniya district in the northern suburbs, killing 12 people. U.S. President Barack Obama has announced the creation of two new marine sanctuaries in the states of Maryland and Wisconsin. He delivered the message via video to an international conference on the world's marine ecosystem. Other countries are expected to announce similar moves at the two-day Our Ocean 2015 conference in Valparaiso, Chile. The U.S. Justice Department and five states have finalized a settlement of $20.8 billion to resolve claims against the BP company. Those charges stem from the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The death toll from last week's landslide on the outskirts of Guatemala's capital has risen to 131. Authorities say finding any survivors from the landslide is highly unlikely. More than 100 people remain missing. Thailand's military government has appointed a committee to write a new constitution. That action comes after an earlier version of the document was rejected. North Korea has repatriated a South Korean university student who was arrested and detained for illegally crossing the border nearly 6 months ago. South Korea's unification ministry says 21-year-old Ju Won Moon was repatriated on Monday. A spokesman for the ministry told the French press agency that Ju was handed over to intelligence agents who plan to question him about his stay in the North. Ju has permanent residency status in the United States, where he has been living since 2001. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.